What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app, so download it today. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday mornings, August 20th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
Sir, good morning.
Good morning. And Eric Pickle.
Good morning. How are you, Ricky?
Doing all right, although a little tilted this morning because we have a slight ant infestation in our bathroom. Whenever it rains, they're like the tiniest little ants that creep in.
Yeah,
and so this morning I was spraying some Raid. But we pay Terminex, and usually it'll be several months where they're gone. But it seems like when it rains a lot, and it's rained a lot in the last couple of weeks, they'll start creeping in. And I think, like, we have a big bathtub in the main, you know, master bathroom. There's a couple of cracks, like, I think in the grout, that I think that's where they come in. Yeah. I don't know where they're coming in, but this morning there was a bunch of them. And usually if I see them, like in the last couple of weeks, I've been killing them one by one, but that does nothing. You know, I mean, like, I'll see like two in the morning. I'll see two or three of them and I'll just get toilet paper and smash them, and that's fine. But today there was probably about 10 or 15.
Yeah, they got a little.
So it was just annoying to deal with.
Got a little headquarters somewhere in your bathroom. Just call them up again. Tell them to get out there.
Every once in a while, we get a couple in our kitchen, and it makes my wife crazy if I leave anything out because she goes, "We got ants."
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, we don't have any crumbs in the bathroom upstairs.
Yeah,
they're just creeping in, and it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got to take care of that.
Ah, Big Keith just sent me a text that put down cinnamon for ants.
Cinnamon? They don't like cinnamon? They don't like the scent of cinnamon? All right.
I don't mind the scent of cinnamon, so that'd be a good combo.
Tell you what, this morning, my wife just the other day got some, are you guys cantaloupe guys?
Love cantaloupe.
A good cantaloupe is amazing.
Yeah, of course.
And I just crushed so many pieces of cantaloupe this morning. I could start my day. Is cantaloupe like only good like for a month or two, or can you get good cantaloupe sort of year-round around here?
You know,
like when you see pieces of cantaloupe cut up in the grocery store in like December, is that good cantaloupe?
I don't know.
In December, I mean,
you know what I mean, because you kind of do see it year-round in your Harris Teeter or your Safeway in the refrigerated section.
My grandfather used to eat cantaloupe for lunch, kind of before his lunch would come.
So good. And
then, I mean, he's in Puerto Rico, but did that year round.
I'm sure they do in Puerto Rico.
She
just got it from one of those little farmers
markets. Reading here, peak cantaloupe season is June to October.
Okay, so that's
so
why
I'm guessing
really
December
good.
It ain't that great. But I guess it kind of just depends on where
you're
get
in
it.
The peak season, so
peak
enjoy
season,
it.
Nailed it. Watermelon, still haven't figured it out. I've seen all the memes. I've watched the videos about trying to pick the perfect watermelon. I'm still hit or miss on that. I haven't mastered it.
Man, my wife got a great watermelon the other day. It was so good.
Right.
It's just perfect.
A good fruit is amazing.
I know. I agree.
Looks like watermelon, the peak season is pretty much the same. It says late May to early September.
I feel like it's with most fruits.
Probably all fruit summer.
At my Safeway, they have those things pre-cut or whatever in the little refrigerated section year round.
Yeah.
But that farmer's market is only open in the summer, and we just need to go there more.
Yeah, take advantage of that.
It's just silly.
The weather's going to be awesome today.
Yeah.
It's going to be fall-like weather today and tomorrow. Temps in the mid-70s, low humidity, perfect golf weather.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not playing today, but it is perfect golf weather.
I'm going to be at Wolf Trap tonight to see Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, you're going to have great weather.
That's outside.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be perfect.
Are you going to Wolf Trap, you can bring your own booze, but you're not a boozer, so you're not going to bring anything. Right?
Bring David
Do people
Falk.
Bring booze to a comedy concert? I suppose they would, right? At Wolf Trap?
I mean, if you're on the lawn,
I mean, usually you go to Wolf Trap for music.
And your pregame. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Who's opening? Do you know?
Is it
any like famous guys or like
I doubt it.
Yeah.
If you're Jerry Seinfeld, do you need a famous opener?
Well, no, but
they probably have somebody who goes on the stage to Wolf Trap for 15 minutes and
they're probably like old school comedians that he's known forever that he brings on a road with him. That'd be my
guess. I'll tell you tomorrow. I have no idea. I know that there's a strict you cannot walk into the show late.
Oh,
once the show starts, you're cooked.
Yeah.
Oh, they close the gates.
He doesn't want people milling around.
I guess so.
Coming into the
seats. He doesn't like people messing around.
Well, did you
I've never seen him.
What time does it start? 8?
8 o'clock.
Wow.
I've never seen him. Our buddy Mike, who we saw on Saturday, apparently his wife got him tickets right before COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were supposed to go to the show, and then everything on Broadway shut down. And then they finally got around to seeing him last year, and they said he was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little worried because I've seen some legendary comedians, specifically Richard Lewis, who we had in studio.
Rest
actually went to DC Improv to see Richard Lewis with cakes, and both of us were underwhelmed.
Well, that was the end of his run. I mean,
maybe,
that was not peak Richard
it was
Lewis.
15 years ago. And then I saw George Carlin in Vegas. And he's a legend, and I was disappointed with the show. Now, he prefaced his show by saying, I have my 25th HBO comedy special or whatever it was coming out. He's like, so I hope you don't mind. I'm going to be using some notes.
Uh-huh.
I just thought that was
so he read off of his notes the entire time.
Yeah, because we were like his test audience. Like,
you know
okay,
what?
This one didn't
I
work.
Think Janine Garofalo did an HBO special reading her notes. She had a yellow notepad.
That's kind of nubs.
So I thought it was so nubs. Kind of with you on that. But, you know, Seinfeld's been in the news because his third kid is going to Duke. So all three of them. Now,
oh, they all went to Duke?
They're Blue Devils.
Oh, wow.
I think the first two, at least the daughter, I think, has graduated. Maybe the other son, too. But his third kid, so all three went to Duke. Do you think they all three had the chops? Or was there a nice donation made?
Could have been a combo.
Could have been a concert.
I'm sure he is donating to the school.
Those are very hard schools to get
into.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm sure he's probably donating that.
I'm sure.
But also, they probably had the best education
I'm sure
from
they
start
had
to good, finish.
Right, but you got to really nail everything. But okay. They're probably worthy.
He's an interesting guy. I'm sure he's a fine dad. But I've heard him like talk to other comedians. You know, I guess he doesn't do the show anymore. Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Oh, is that show cooked?
I think he quit doing it a couple years ago.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I used to get a kick out of that.
He doesn't seem to be into his kids. Like, he seems to be into comedy, and that's it.
I'm sure he's into his kids. You're just seeing the professional part of him.
Right. I've just heard him on podcasts, and that guy's obsessed with his comedy.
Well, he's obsessed with the craft.
Yes.
Yeah, very much so.
I can't believe he's still doing it.
Because the bar is so high. It's going to be tough for him to meet it, I think.
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I like shows. I mean, my favorite comedian right now I saw at MGM National Harbor is this guy, Steve Trevino.
You love
he
that
He had
guy.
A special called I Speak Wife. Does really good stuff. I mean, his show that he did at MGM National Harbor, I believe he just told three stories.
That was
it. Was like an hour, and he basically told three stories. One was about, like, taking a family picture, which we've all done, been tortured, have to wear like the matching clothes and all that stuff, and he just weaves a tale so well. But I didn't know him really for a couple of years. Seinfeld, meanwhile, known him for decades.
What's your vibe? You think it's going to be a good show? Or
I think you're
my buddy
like
Mike
it.
Said he was awesome.
Right. I think you're going to like it. Yeah, I think you're going to like
but
it.
But anyway, it's great that the weather's great because
weather
when it
is gonna
rains
be great.
At Wolf's Trap, you're kind of screwed.
Zippy totally. Rain, zippy rain for the next 8 days.
Totally. Well, I wish I had something fun. I don't really have anything like that. I can't remember last time I've been to like a concert or a comedy show. It's been forever.
I told you. I know you're gonna know what you're gonna say.
Yeah.
But you should go see your boy Jelly Roll since you discovered him September 21st. I may go. My sister-in-law really wants to go, so I got tickets.
Cap One? No.
Capital One.
Yeah. Maybe. My son texted me the other day. He wants to go with some of his boys. He wants to go to one of the Commanders games early, like I think maybe week two or week three, whenever that is that their first
week
home
two
game.
Is the Giants at home.
That's at home, right?
Yeah. So you
He's got
go
a bunch of the Marist guys are coming.
Oh, well, there you go. That's what it is.
But who I don't even know who I would ask to hook it.
I think maybe the guy who we had dinner with would be a decent start.
Yeah. I don't want to bother him.
Why not?
He actually invited us.
It's not even for me. It's for, like, for my son.
Hey, just tell him. Say, look, this my son and three of his buddies want to go.
If you're going five, you're probably not getting in his box.
What's the worst he can say? Can't do it? Or doesn't respond?
I don't particularly want to go with him and his boys. Like, you know what I mean? I'd rather go one-on-one with my son than
right. So I'm saying if you go one-on-one with your boy, I think going to
Jason's sure.
box would be perfect.
Yeah, I'm
if
not
it's
doing
five,
that.
I wouldn't do that.
No, I'm not doing that if it's him and his buddies. Like, I'll let correct. Them just have their day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You probably buy him.
That's true.
Here's a crazy concept. You can buy them.
I mean, that is a crazy concept. What was the last sporting event you bought tickets to? Sporting event. I'm not sure. I could come up with one.
I mean, I bought tickets for a Ravens game last year.
I haven't done that.
We don't have a hookup with Ravens.
Valdez probably got a hookup. Or Sam Weiner's got a hookup, right? Or Sam's got ticks. Maybe
yeah, I think I got tickets.
Ticks.
I actually went to two Ravens games. Yeah. I think I might have gotten the hooks.
What are you, some sort of closet Sam Ravens fan?
No, my son was.
He is?
I don't think he is now.
Right. I was talking to his son.
I got to buy tickets for Virginia Tech Vanderbilt Labor Day weekend.
You know, maybe that's what it is.
In Nashville.
Maybe that's what it is.
Unless there's someone listening that's got a little hookup.
By the way, I also went to UFC in Miami and probably spent like three
months. Oh, yeah. You've been spending a lot on
it. Now, that wasn't for just the tickets, but the tickets for me and Dylan, and they were kind of nosebleeds, were about $600 a piece.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No, but
what
it's been
you
a while.
You were talking to Dylan about what on Saturday?
I was talking to him just about his wrestling, and I was encouraging him, trying to encourage him, and I don't know, a good conversation. He wrestles at like 144, one whatever, which sounds light, but I know it's not light. Those are all guys that weigh like 165, that drop 20.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you know, you got to be tough to do that. So, I don't know. We had a good conversation about that.
Yeah, I mean,
seems to be enjoying
it's weird. Like, I've gone to his wrestling meets for 2 years. I didn't know anything about wrestling. It is very nerve-wracking as a parent. Like, I feel like a team sport, you lose, it sucks. But
when you lose at wrestling, you feel like you can have your confidence destroyed.
Yeah.
You can have your self-esteem destroyed. I mean, when they're younger, like, they cry. Now, I know they don't cry in high school.
No.
But, wrestling, I have so much respect for wrestlers.
And he had never wrestled.
Yeah.
Like, that's a thing. Like, I always told him especially the first year, he was losing a lot. Be like, dude, you just wrestled against guys who've been wrestling for 7 years. You've been doing it for 2 weeks.
Yeah, you have no idea what you're doing.
Yeah. You know?
But now he does. It sounds like now he does.
Yeah, he's got a lot better.
That's a winter sport, right?
It's a winter sport. Yeah,
winter sport.
So he didn't have
it. So starts in November-ish.
Yeah.
Yep. So I don't know what he'll wrestle at this year. I think it's.
I think his days.
I don't know. He's gained some weight. Like last year, he might have only had to lose 3 or 4 pounds. Now he's got to lose like 15 or 20. And they have different rules now. They don't want people cutting major weight. I think you have to weigh in before the season, and then you have to be 10% within that weight. Uh-huh. They're not going to let you
cut
drop like 25 pounds.
Well, if he goes up, it's only going to be more difficult.
Matt, Matt, you guys are quiet. What's up?
We're very quiet. Yeah. We're here. We're just listening.
All right. Just making sure you're there.
Hey, we should mention we've got Dan Quinn on the show today. Your boy, Dan Quinn. You were at a happy hour with
DQ.
Him.
He's a big one.
DQ, head coach of the Commanders, is going to join us at 7:15.
Right on the heels of a big announcement yesterday. Expected. Yeah. But big announcement.
Announced Jaden Daniels as the starter.
I mean, because it's official. It's a big announcement.
It's official. Big announcement. And I think it definitely, when he makes an announcement like that, it definitely rules him out for week 3. Did he answer that question yesterday? I'm not sure that he did.
I don't think so.
But
I think he said something like they were still talking about it, or I'm not quite sure.
Uh-huh.
So we'll talk to Dan Quinn coming up at 7:15. You don't want to miss that. Also on the show, Palchik Hernandez, who, of course, has been calling the Commanders games. He will join us at 9. If you want to chime in throughout the show, you can always call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. You can text the fan on the Thomas Creek Windows text machine. Standard and message data charges may apply. It's the same number. And you can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll be right back. All right, we got Dan Quinn joining us in an hour, your head coach of the Washington Commanders. But right now, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page. Brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Don't sleep. Grab a Don't Sleep energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You get 10% off. Remember, don't sleep makes you great.
Mr. Bickle, we all expected it. Knew it was going to happen, but it was a big day because Dan Quinn made it official. Washington Commanders finally named Jaden Daniels week one starter against Tampa on the road.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
And, of course, he had a little press conference yesterday. Dan Quinn had a little press conference yesterday. And here's some of it right here.
Well, these weeks, he went through the whole thing. He didn't miss a beat. Hit the targets that we had put in front of him. We talked about the practices against the other teams, the games. So he's ready and he's earned the right to do that. He's really put in the work while being surrounded by some excellent teammates here. And in that case, I wanted to make sure I singled one of them out. In a perfect scenario, a young QB would, have a leader to also learn from. But perfect rarely happens. But we do have that in Marcus Mariota. And him sharing 9 years of gold with Jaden, I think, has been something that's really cool for us to see. Rookie QBs usually don't get that, and we do. And when QB rooms are special, that energy can be felt throughout an entire team, and we have that. So really cool to say. So apologies for having you come up with new storylines for today. But Jaden Daniels is our starting quarterback.
There you go.
Yeah, it's kind of, somewhat anticlimactic because everybody could see it coming, but well-deserved. I can't wait to talk to DQ when we have him at 7:15 because it just seems like this guy's passed every test with flying colors.
Yeah.
Like, what does he suck at?
Hasn't been a bump in the road yet.
Yeah, what is he not good at? I guess sliding.
The only thing you could maybe nitpick is, as Dan Quinn basically said in week one when he threw the bomb to Diami, which he connected on.
Yeah.
He went rogue, essentially. Wasn't really supposed to do that. And then he didn't slide in week two. But it's really been smooth sailing for Jaden Daniels.
Did you listen yesterday at all when they asked Jaden if he'd ever actually practiced sliding?
He hasn't.
And yet you have the audio of that? Okay, Valdez.
I hate to harp on the sliding thing, but I'm just curious, like, mechanically, do you actually practice slider? Have you ever practiced sliding?
Nah, I haven't.
And so I was listening to Grant. I was driving around yesterday afternoon, and Grant and Danny, was flipping out. And honestly, Grant kind of was too. And they might be right. How are you ever going to do it on the field if you've never actually practice before? I mean,
it's kind of instinctive.
Maybe. Doesn't appear super instinctive for him. His instinct is to keep running. Do we have video? I don't know this. Yeah. But like in his highlight reel, is there video of him actually executing a slide while he's scrambling?
I don't know.
Does it have to be a slide or can he just like get down?
I think slide really protects you, right? Because
you can kick,
they can't hit
leg
you.
Up.
Yeah, and they can't hit. Like, if they know you're going down on a slide, that really protects you.
If you just dive, they can
get down, they could probably hit you. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, especially if it's forward.
I mean, he doesn't have to execute a perfect pop-up slide that, you'd see in Major League Baseball, but I would think you would want to have a decent slide. Like, at least something. And then, of course, the guys were referencing on Hard Knocks where they had all those guys. Was it Caleb and all those guys do the slip and slide? Which is kind of a bit for TV, but maybe we should whip out a slip and slide or something for the kid just to get familiar with it. I guess he didn't play baseball.
I'm going to guess he has been down on the ground sliding before. Like if you went through his LSU film,
Film. Tweet me the video if you're familiar with. Maybe a clip. Where Jaden is, maybe he's done it 100 times.
Here's my guess.
Just send me a clip.
If he was terrible at it, and every once in a while there are people who are terrible at it. Robert III was terrible at it.
Yeah.
It would jump out at you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think so.
I think most people execute a slide pretty successfully, the feet first slide.
I mean, you'd have to be an idiot. Anybody should be able to
get down. It shouldn't be that difficult.
Yeah.
Correct. Really
and
shouldn't.
He's super athletic, so I'm sure he could do it.
Yeah, I mean, he just doesn't need to practice it. It's like saying, do you practice putting a fork to your mouth when you eat?
Maybe
practice it.
Maybe that's
it.
Also true.
But that also doesn't mean he does it during the games. Just because he practices or he
correct.
Could do
I, that,
it.
I, yeah,
but if you're,
I
mean, more if you're more comfortable with it, you may then, you know, it's like anything you rep out.
He usually finds a way in college, if I remember right, and watching these highlights as well, he gets out of bounds or he takes a big hit.
Right.
He took a lot of big hits.
Sideways out of bounds at the very end.
Right.
I think his,
so don't you think he should practice it a little bit?
Well, I hope that they're telling him that.
It's like anything else. You know, you're not going to try some shot in tennis that you haven't practiced before. Like, you got to practice stuff.
That's going to be a question we're going to ask DQ.
Are you going to have him practice sliding?
Have you had him practice sliding?
Well, he said he answered it himself and said no.
Yeah, who knows? But maybe he's just forgetting about it.
I think we're caught up on the sliding thing. Like, if he's able to get down, mm-hmm. or if he's able to realize, hey, I can't pick up anymore, I'm kind of surrendering myself, either out of bounds or just...
Well, he runs out of bounds.
Or
certainly.
Just falling to the ground. I think that's fine, as long as you're... I mean, it doesn't have to be a slide.
I kind of feel like a slide has to be part of
the
game.
Yeah, but here's
plan.
The deal. His instincts, if you watched him in college, his instincts are to keep running
to
and try and get an extra yard.
Yeah.
I'm sure...
Also run out of bounds.
I'm sure there were some times... Where he ran out of bounds, but a lot of times when you're in the middle of the field, you know, he takes hits.
You saw that this week. Look, he didn't take a big hit. He barely got hit when he was tackled on the scramble.
The first
one, but he
had
an opportunity to go to the outside. He had picked up the first down on the long run,
yeah,
and he kind of went
left.
Yeah,
but watch the first one. The first read option he did, which I can't remember who it was. It might have been Chase Daniel who said he actually thinks he made the wrong read there. He should have given it to the back. But he did a read option to the left early in the game.
Oh, and he lost like 2 yards.
And he got crushed down. Yeah. Like, nobody talked about it. But if you watch the replay, he got hit pretty hard while he was down there.
Yeah.
And he didn't slide. He just kind of fell forward. I don't know. I'm not trying to make it a huge deal, but it is kind of interesting to me that quarterbacks on the regular don't practice that. I guess
it's interesting to me, though. You officially name him the starter. It's interesting that, all right, Caleb, you knew was going to be the starter. He started. You knew Jaden was going to be starter. He's a starter. It's interesting that Mayo has left the door open for Drake May to be the starter because most people expected Jacoby Brissett to start the season, and maybe he still will.
I think he probably.
But Mayo has left that door open. The JJ McCarthy door closed because of injury. Mm-hmm. He's out for the season, and it looks like Bo Nix is going to start. So. You're going to get a lot of rookie quarterbacks on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not Michael Penix.
Yeah.
I kind of want the back padding machine because I told you I think Bo Nix is going to hit just because Sean Payton.
It's preseason, bro.
Okay, I'm just saying. But the name of starter surprising people?
He doesn't really have any competition. I mean, come on. They're
he
not
hasn't
go named
Zach starter
Wilson.
Yet. All right. Actually, I saw a clip yesterday where, and this is what coaches do, so don't put that much stock into it. But Sean Payton was jocking
Zach Wilson. I saw it.
Please.
He said he's been amazing for the last 2 weeks.
Right. I think we all know that's a lie.
Two things. First off, there is a theory out there that Kirk Cousins is not ready. And that's why Penix, you said obviously not Penix, because he was week 8 when Kirk got the Achilles tear.
Uh-huh.
So they might be waiting.
What is that? Week 8 is what month? Is that
end of October?
November? Yeah, I mean, it probably takes these guys close to a year, I would think, to come back for an Achilles.
And
although
also,
Aaron Rodgers wanted to do it in season last year.
That's true.
I'm deep into an LSU message board here reading about Jaden Daniels sliding.
Yeah.
They said when he did it, he slid for a change and he got a standing ovation from the LSU crowd because
so
they were tired of him taking big hits. But when he did slide, they said he looked pretty good. But problem is, he refuses to do it. I think Brian Kelly has convinced him refusing to slide will have an impact on his draft status, so maybe he'll start doing it now. Crowd cheered when he slid. If he slides against Ole Miss, we're in the top 10.
like he does it very often.
He took some big hits. In fact, he fumbled a couple times when he took a big hit in an Ole Miss game.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I remember that. He took a big hit.
I saw the big hits.
Yeah.
It was viral package.
He just has to realize that at the NFL level, you can't do that because those guys are bigger and stronger.
I mean, you don't have to slide every time, but there might be times where you see something dangerous and you got to get down.
Yeah.
See some big-ass linebacker about to
pop. I mean, it's one thing if it's 3rd and 8 and you're scrambling out. You need, you know, it's a tight game. You need to get that extra yard. I get it. But for the most part, you got to get down.
Do I want Jaden Daniels to have a Heinicke moment where he's lunging with the ball at the goal line.
For a touchdown?
For a touchdown, but he's going to get wrecked on the way.
Heinicke survived it, so sure, why not? You get the touchdown, EB.
Yeah, I don't know.
Speaking of touchdowns, the updated FanDuel number for passing touchdowns. Now, again,
this is for Jaden.
Quarterbacks get hurt all the time.
Yeah.
It's 16 and a half. So
I still feel like I'm going over
roughly
that.
A touchdown a game. But that seems like a low number.
Yeah.
But he's got to stay healthy. If he stays healthy and plays 17 games, he's going to get to that number. I mean,
you would think. Otherwise, it's a bad season.
Yeah. But, again, they also factor in injuries. 3,025 and a half yards for passing yardage.
Well, who's the guy with the highest number? I mean, like Mahomes. I mean, are they banking on him getting injured? Is it a few lower than his normal?
Is number one just based on last year. Although this year with Worthy, they're going to probably
Jordan
be more
Love? Like, who the hell? I mean, I have no idea. Who
most touchdown passes? Maybe Josh Allen?
Like, is everybody's number a little lower because of injury?
I mean, let's see what Dak Prescott's is. All right, his is 28 and a half. Mahomes is 32 and a half.
Okay.
I'd have to go and look at
let's look at
Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers probably in the high 20s, yeah, mid 20s, 25 and a half. So I'm guessing low 30s, probably the highest.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'd be surprised if Rodgers was up that high after being
Yeah, possibly. I mean, he's at 25 and a half, so yeah, you might like the over there.
Yeah.
But it's exciting for fans, man. The electricity, I think, on game one, if he does anything, remember what happened with RG3, it's gonna go through the roof. Because I do think there's been some guarded optimism.
Oh, he's gonna
see it in the regular season.
If he
produces in week one, it's gonna be amazing.
He's gonna have a couple sick runs, and he's gonna make a couple sick throws. Now I don't know what's gonna happen in between, but he's definitely gonna have moments.
Mm-hmm.
Unless he goes down in four plays like Aaron Rodgers.
If he stays healthy, my prediction on Jaden Daniels is something like 22 touchdown passes.
Eight touchdowns?
Eight rushing?
Seven or eight touchdown runs, but 800 yards and probably about 3,500 yards passing.
That'd be a bomb year for a rookie.
Sounds like a Lamar Jackson. 30
combined touchdowns would be a bomb year. I'm going to go under that.
It would be a bomb year.
Yeah.
But I think he's a bomb player.
He is. He was drafted number two.
Yeah, but so was Zach Wilson, right? But didn't Wilson? Wasn't he number two
or three?
Yes.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah. It doesn't ensure anything.
It certainly doesn't.
Yeah.
Are Commanders fans going to be kind of in shock if he goes out in week one against Tampa and struggles?
And he has because there's dud?
Because the expectations right now,
yeah,
especially from Bickle over there, are sky high. But do you think that
I don't think he's going to super struggle like for a whole game. I think he's going to do a lot of nice things.
Really?
He'll have drives.
So he's not going to look like a rookie in any of these weeks.
He hadn't looked like one yet. I mean, he's going to play like a rookie.
Small sample size.
He's going to throw interceptions. He's going to get sack fumble.
Of course.
You know, he's going to have awkward hits, but I think they're going to see a lot of really nice stuff from him.
Don't you think Kingsbury is going to put him in position to succeed?
Yes. Well, he's going to try, but it doesn't,
you know,
doesn't always work.
Look, the Tampa Bay has a tough defense. So in week one, it there could be some tough sledding, but you've seen the quick passing, you've seen the deep throw, you've seen his ability to run.
Well, the other thing that he's doing a great job of,
I think they're going to keep defenses off balance.
He's getting rid of the ball super quick. I think Kime said somewhere, I don't know if he measured it himself or got it off one of these sites, under 2 seconds he's getting rid of the ball.
Yeah.
So it's pretty hard to get hit when you get rid of the ball under 2 seconds. You know, I just need my lineman to hold for about 2.5 seconds. And he's gonna let it fly.
I mean, even C.J. Stroud, who last year was awesome as a rookie, had a few games, call it a handful, where he looked terrible. I mean, against the Jets, they lost 30-6. He was 10 for 23 for 91 yards, got sacked 4 times.
Yeah, I mean, I think that'll happen.
So there's going to be games.
But that doesn't mean he looked terrible. He just didn't put up numbers. Does that mean he looked terrible? He probably was terrible.
He was probably terrible in that game.
91 yards is pretty terrible in the NFL.
Yeah, but it doesn't necessarily mean you were terrible. I don't know.
Go back and watch highlights.
I'll tell you, you're all going to know if he was terrible. There's not going to be any interpretation. You're going to know.
Yeah, there's going to be games where he's going to look like that. But I understand. I mean, based on how he's looked in camp and in the preseason, even though it's a very small sample size, people are expecting big things.
I'm expecting, some awesome things from this kid. Yes. Yep. And I don't think I should think otherwise.
Have you settled on the nickname? Kind of like Jaden Christ.
I don't think I can do Jaden Price. I think my mother would just. She would flip out. It's too close. It's too much. Yeah. Our Jesus was
perfect.
It was still a lot. You know,
it flowed. Jaden Christ doesn't really float quite as well.
Yeah. In Jaden we trust. I don't know. That's pretty basic.
But if he has a game like
need a slogan.
Robert did in that first game against the Saints, where he's just
like an iconic moment.
Yeah. Then
I don't know if that's
place
gonna
is going to go nuts. It might not. But I'm saying if.
He might have a signature run. Oh, I wouldn't put that. That could happen. Could happen at any moment.
Correct.
You know? Well, it's, you know. We're going to have.
They've really just thrown out a couple. He might have 10 in week one. He might have 12 because that's what happened in college.
Yeah. But they're not all going to necessarily be, you know, super impressive. But I mean, he might do it 10 times, but I don't think he's going to, you know, just needs one or two sillies to get everybody fired up.
Why wouldn't you utilize the great gift of his running?
Well, you just got to balance exposing him. That's all. You just got to balance it. They didn't really.
They will. They will.
Yeah. They didn't really do that with Robert.
All right. Remember, we've got Dan Quinn, the head coach of the Commanders, joining us at 7:15 right here on the Junkie. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. We'll talk to Commanders head coach Dan Quinn in a half hour. You don't want to miss that interview.
Can I ask you a question? I saw Harris on the sideline at the end of the game. I'm sure you all saw it if you were watching to the end. And at first it was a red flag to me. I'm like, I don't know if I want him over-involved. But then I thought about it. I thought, you know what? He paid $6 billion for the team. He should be able to be on the sideline. Is it? Did that mean anything to you? I mean, it was a preseason game.
I didn't even think about it much.
I was like, is that a Dan move? Is that an over-involved owner move?
I mean, you see Jerry Jones do it. You see other...
Well, Jerry's over-involved.
Yeah. I feel like it's at the preseason. In the regular season, I don't think he's there during the game.
Yeah. I was just curious if it struck anybody. I don't know.
I mean, you think he's going to do that during regular season games?
I mean, I don't know. So. Maybe it's fine. He paid billions of dollars for the team. He should be able to do whatever the hell he wants.
I mean, it's not like he's chirping over to DQ and saying, hey, let's do this, let's do that.
He looked like he was talking to Peters. Maybe he's trying to get the vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. Just something that I noticed. I noticed it too.
I just didn't. I don't think it'll have any impact. No.
I'm just so scarred and burned by Dan that it just scared me a little
bit. Does anybody think about Dan anymore?
That made me think of him.
I mean, you think about Dan Quinn, but you don't think about Dan Snyder.
No, by and large, no.
I don't think anybody thinks about him.
All right, okay.
I think it'll be fine.
Again, we're going to have DQ on at 7:15, just busy jotting down a bunch of questions. Can't wait to talk to him.
Now, we mentioned the rain causing me to have some ants in the house. A bunch of people have told me cinnamon works via Twitter. You were just in Outer Banks.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have seen the video of the house on stilts going into the
ocean. I think that's in Rodanthe, right?
And I thought it was Hatteras.
I think it's a similar area, maybe. Yeah. I know in Rodanthe they have them right there on the beach.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
It was
I know they've been there for a long time.
Well, because the beach has suffered erosion for years, so they were way further away from the water.
Yes. There's so many homes there that are right there.
Well, they've lost like 9 homes in the last couple of years, they say, because of the erosion.
Well,
you
look them up, you can get them for pretty cheap.
Well, it's a huge risk.
You know, you get them like half off.
Hey, you'd rather be across the street. Got to walk a block. You deal with it.
I think that's what it is. It's just the erosion of the beach over the years.
It's got to be, but it's just,
and they're trying to, you know, put in more sand to extend it.
That seems like an uphill battle.
It, but it's just takes forever.
I don't know how they ever do that. How can they ever make a meaningful change?
They lose 15 feet per year.
Really?
At Rodanthe.
Oh, those houses are cooked. They're absolutely.
There's nothing
cooked.
You can really do about it, right? You can't pick up the house on stilts and move it back.
Well, I've seen people move houses. I've seen people move out. Okay.
But those are like those kind of trailer-like houses, right?
I saw a guy bought a house. I saw something like one of my reels. He put it on an 18-wheeler and a big wide thing, and he moved it to another state. A whole house. I don't know how you do it.
They've moved these Outer Banks houses before.
Yeah.
That's part of the process of them trying to figure out
where to put
what the right move is, where to put them.
Yeah. I mean, you feel awful for him. Like that house, that did it just literally go out to sea and sink, or did it sure just get displaced?
It looked like it was just floating.
I saw it initially, just
broke apart.
It just slowly broke apart. Yeah. God, that's a nightmare.
And then it washed up onto the beach.
You know what I learned? I was shocked by this. We went and had a breakfast when we first got to Kerala in the Kurta Club or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just talking to one of the old guys there. And he said that in Kerala, 1% of the people live there year-round.
Mm.
1%.
So it's just vacation homes.
It's just vacation. Because he says, you know, in the wintertime, there's
nothing to do.
There's nothing open.
Right.
And it's not like they have like nearby, you know, medical facilities and everything. So a big misconception about Kerala is that like you're going to go there and retire. Nobody does that.
I don't think I've ever been to Kerala.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
You don't miss anything. It's a little bit more remote. But like now at Nagshead, it's you could live more, you can live more year round.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Those homes are huge though. At least I'd never been over to Kerala.
Yeah.
And Stumper was there, so I went to visit him one day when we were at the beach.
Yeah.
Because it's just like 20 minutes from where we stay in Kill Devil Hills.
Yeah.
And, you know, those homes where he had a situation where his daughter was on beach week. And she was with a group of, I think, 18 people, boys and girls. And somebody, you know, you have to be 25 to sign off. And so somebody signed off for that house and decided to rent the house right next door.
Mm-hmm.
So he stayed at the house next door, which has got to be a weird bit because you know they're drinking and partying right next door.
Well, you just got to keep an eye on
them. Got to kind of give them their space.
Yeah, yeah.
Those homes are huge.
I don't want to shower.
They're like 8-bedroom homes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're massive.
Yeah. I mean, it is crazy when you see the video of the homes just being washed out.
I can't fathom those.
Imagine the insurance on those houses.
Those and the ones that are like on a cliff, you know. Joe P's house had he had like 10 yards of the guy down below. I guess you have to what do they call that? You have to kind of manage the sand around there and make sure that it's all solid. You get it expected and stuff. And his neighbor didn't manage his, and then a chunk of Joe P's yard
just collapsed.
Oh yeah, now he's got to sue the guy for like $500,000.
Where does he live?
He lives right on the.
Is he in Northport?
I don't know the name of the town.
Is he Long Island, right?
Yeah, I mean,
Long Island's pretty.
But it's right on the water.
Yeah. Well, Northport's right on the water on the northern side, obviously, and then there's Southport side. I didn't know if he was north or south.
Yeah.
My brother lives on a hill in New Jersey, and they had the flash flooding, and he said there was a car that was basically swept away the bottom of his hill. I guess all of the rain collected in a spot, and a car was swept away. I don't know how far it was swept away.
No, but it's fairly terrifying.
Yeah. You're on a big hill. I don't know if that would ever happen at the bottom of your hill.
Maybe at the bottom, not the top. That's the one nice thing about living kind of at the top. in the middle of it. Let's go to Bob in Charlottesville. See if the phones are working here this morning. Bob, what's up, buddy? You're all the junkies.
Bob.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey.
What's up?
No, we were just, there was a house we used to stay in the Axe Head 30 years ago. They've moved it 150 yards. It was a stilted house. They've moved it 150 yards since we stayed there way back when. But they're basically right at the edge of the road now, so there's nowhere else for it to go. The guy across the street, on Atlantic, is not going to be the oceanfront guy. But Virginia Beach rebuilds the beaches all the time because they have the tax revenue.
Yeah.
Is it effective, whatever they do? How long does it last?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It goes because whatever reason they just don't get hit as often as the lower part of Carolina does with the storms. But they tread all the time because they got the tax revenue, all the hotels, restaurants, a lot more tax revenue than Nags
said. Don't they try to add sand or whatever to Ocean City? Don't they try to do that?
I'm sure they do.
I've definitely seen that project years ago. You know what?
Those big pipes.
It feels like what they do with sand at the beach, where there's all that erosion. They got to bring in the sand. It's like guys who use Rogaine. You're fighting a battle, a never-ending battle, right? Maybe it stems the tide. You get to keep some hair with your Rogaine, but you got to battle it all the time. And these homes, I guess 9 or 10 of them, have lost the battle.
Well, yeah, but you got it. The only real solution is to move the house. Yeah, especially if it's on stilts. That's probably not a difficult ask. I mean, there's companies
but their
that
homes
specialize
on stilts in Kill Devil Hills and Kitty Hawk, where I'm at most of the time. They're like a block or two away still on stilts.
Yeah.
I just figure that's because of constant tropical storms
and flooding.
Hurricanes.
There are certain areas that just flood all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be from some massive wave thing. It could just be rain.
And we both dealt with it on Saturday. There was a stretch in the Beltway. Right, I think it was right around the Lanham area. There was a freaking lake on the Beltway.
Yeah.
There just wasn't drainage. Yeah. Enough drainage.
Right.
But, I mean, crazy. If those coastal towns can avoid the huge tropical storms / hurricanes, it's much easier. But if you're getting pounded with tropical storms and hurricanes, I mean, the beach is going to disappear.
Dan Quinn joins us at 7:15. We'll hit the skins next here on the Junkies. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. We'll talk to Commanders head coach Dan Quinn in a half hour. You don't want to miss that interview.
Can I ask you a question? I saw Harris on the sideline at the end of the game. I'm sure you all saw it if you were watching to the end. And at first, it was a red flag to me. I'm like, I don't know if I want him over-involved. But then I thought about it. I think, you know what? He paid $6 billion for the team. He should be able to be on the sideline. Is it? Did that mean anything to you? I mean, it was a preseason game.
I didn't even think about it much.
I was like, is that a Dan move? Is that an over-involved owner move?
You see Jerry Jones do it. You see other...
Well, Jerry's over-involved.
Yeah. I feel like it's the preseason. In the regular season, I don't think he's there during the game.
Yeah. I was just curious if it struck anybody.
Me.
I don't know.
I mean, you think he's going to do that during regular season games?
So? I don't know. So. Maybe it's fine. I mean, he paid billions of dollars for the team. He should be able to do whatever the hell he wants.
I mean, it's not like he's chirping over to... DQ and right. saying, hey, let's do this, let's do that.
He looked like he was talking to Peters. Maybe he's trying to get the vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. Just something that I noticed. I didn't know.
No, I noticed it too. I just didn't.
You didn't think anything?
I don't think it'll have any impact. No.
I'm just so scarred and burned by Dan that it just scared me a little
bit. Does anybody think about Dan anymore?
That made me think of him.
I mean, you think about Dan Quinn, you don't think about Dan Snyder.
No, by and large, no.
I don't think anybody thinks about him.
All right. Okay.
I think it'll be fine.
Again, we're going to have DQ on at 7:15, just busy jotting down a bunch of questions. Can't wait to talk to him.
Now, we mentioned the rain causing me to have some ants in the house. A bunch of people have told me cinnamon works via Twitter. You were just in Outer Banks.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have seen the video of the house on stilts.
Yeah.
Going into
I think
the
that's
ocean.
In Rodanthe, right?
And I if thought you it ever, was Hatteras.
I mean, I think it's a similar area, maybe. Yeah. I know in Rodanthe they have them right there on the beach.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
It was.
I know they've been there for a long time.
Well, because the beach has suffered erosion for years, so they were way further away from the water.
I guess. There's so many homes there that are right there. Like
right. Well, they've lost like 9 homes in the last couple of years, they say, because of the erosion.
Well,
and
you look them up, you can get them for pretty cheap.
Yeah. Well, it's a huge risk,
you know? You get them like half off.
Hey, you'd rather be across the street.
Yeah.
Got to walk a block, you deal with it.
I think that's what it is. It's just the erosion of the beach over the years.
It's got to be. But it's just.
And they're trying to, put in more sand to extend it.
That seems like an uphill
expand
battle.
It, but it just takes forever.
I don't know how they ever do that. How can
they ever make
a meaningful change?
They lose 15 feet per year.
Really?
At Rodanthe.
Oh, those houses are cooked. They're absolutely
There's nothing
cooked.
You can really do about it, right? You can't pick up the house on stilts and move it back.
Well, I've seen people houses. I've seen people move houses.
Okay.
But
those are like those kind of trailer-like houses, right?
Rob, I saw a guy bought a house. I saw something like one of my reels. He put it on an 18-wheeler and a big wide thing, and he moved it to another state, a whole house. I don't know how you do it.
They've moved these Outer Banks houses before.
Yeah.
That's part of the process of them trying to figure out
where to put
what
them?
The right move is, where to put them.
Yeah. You feel awful for them. Like that house, did it just literally go out to sea and sink? Or did it
I'm sure
just
it
get displaced?
It looked like it was just floating.
I saw it initially, just
broke apart.
It just slowly broke apart. Yeah. God, that's a nightmare.
And then it washed up onto the beach.
You know what I learned? I was shocked by this. We went and had a breakfast when we first got to Kerala. in the Krita Club or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just talking to one of the old guys there, and he said that in Kerala, 1% of the people live there year round.
Mm.
1%.
So it's just vacation homes.
It's just vacation. Because he says, you know, in the wintertime, there's
nothing to do.
There's nothing open.
Right.
And they don't, it's not like they have like nearby, you know, medical facilities and everything. So a big misconception about Kerala is that like you're going to go there and retire. Nobody does that.
I don't think I've ever been to Kerala.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
You don't miss anything. It's a little bit more remote. But like now at Nag's Head, it's you could live more, year you can live more, year round.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Those homes are huge though. At least I'd never been over to Kerala.
Yeah.
And Stumper was there, so I went to visit him one day when we were at the beach.
Yeah.
Cuz it's just like 20 minutes from where we stay in Kill Devil Hills.
Yeah.
And you know, those homes where he had a situation where his daughter was on beach week. And she was with a group of, I think, 18 people, boys and girls. And somebody, you know, you have to be 25 to sign off. And so somebody signed off for that house and decided to rent the house right next door.
Mm-hmm.
So he stayed at the house next door, which has got to be a weird bit because, you know, they're drinking and partying right next door.
Well, you just got to keep an eye
on them. You got to kind of give them their space.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those homes are huge.
I don't want to shout.
They're like 8-bedroom homes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're massive.
I mean, it is crazy when you see the video of the homes just being washed out.
I can't fathom those.
Imagine the insurance on those houses.
Those and the ones that are like on a cliff.
Yeah.
You know, Joe P's house had, he had 10 yards of the guy down below. I guess you have to, what do they call that? You have to kind of manage the sand around there and make sure that it's all solid. You get it expected and stuff. And his neighbor didn't manage his, and then a chunk of Joe P's yard went.
Oh, just collapsed?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Now he's got to sue the guy for like $500,000.
Where does he live?
He lives right on the.
Is he in Northport?
I don't know the name of
Long,
the town.
Is he Long Island, right?
Yeah, I mean,
Long Island's pretty.
But he's right
towns.
On the water.
Yeah. Well, Northport's right on the water on the northern side, obviously, and then there's Southport side. I didn't know if he was north or south.
Yeah.
My brother lives on a hill in New Jersey, and they had the flash flooding, and he said there was a car that was basically swept away the bottom of his hill. I guess all of the rain collected in a spot, and a car like was swept away. I don't know how far it was swept away.
No, but it's fairly terrifying.
Yeah, you're on a big hill. I don't know if that would ever happen at the bottom of your hill.
Maybe at the bottom, not the top. That's the one nice thing about living kind of at the top. in the middle of it. Let's go to Bob in Charlottesville. See if the phones are working here this morning. Bob, what's up, buddy? You're all the junkies.
Bob.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey,
what's up?
No, we were just, there was a house we used to stay in the Ag's Head 30 years ago. They've moved it 150 yards. It was a stilted house. They've moved it 150 yards since we stayed there way back when. But they're basically right at the edge of the road now, so there's nowhere else for it to go. The guy across the street on Atlantic is not going to be the oceanfront guy. But Virginia Beach rebuilds the beaches all the time because they have the tax revenue.
Yeah.
And so, is it effective, whatever they do? How long does it last?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It goes because whatever reason, they just don't get hit as often as the lower part of Carolina does with the storms. But they tread all the time because they got the tax revenue, all the hotels, restaurants, a lot more tax revenue than Nag's Head.
Don't they try to add sand or whatever to Ocean City? Don't they try to do that?
I'm sure they do.
I've definitely seen that project years ago. You know what?
Those big pipes.
It feels like what they do with sand at the beach, where there's all that erosion, they got to bring in the sand. It's like guys who use Rogaine. You're fighting a battle, a never-ending battle, right? Maybe it stems the tide. You get to keep some hair with your Rogaine, but you got to battle it all the time. And these homes, I guess 9 or 10 of them, have lost the battle.
Well, yeah, but you got it. The only real solution is to move the house. Yeah, especially if it's on stilts. That's probably not a difficult ask. I mean, there's companies
but their
that
homes
specialize
on stilts in Kill Devil Hills and Kitty Hawk, where I'm at most of the time. They're like a block or two away still on stilts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just figure that's because of constant tropical storms and
flooding.
Hurricanes.
There are certain areas that just flood all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be from some massive wave thing. It can just be rain.
And we both dealt with it on Saturday. There was a stretch in the Beltway. Right, I think it was right around the Lanham area. There was a freaking lake on the Beltway.
Yeah,
just the, there just wasn't drainage, enough drainage.
Right.
But, I mean, crazy. If those coastal towns can avoid the huge tropical storms / hurricanes, it's much easier. But if you're getting pounded with tropical storms and hurricanes, I mean, the beach is going to disappear.
Dan Quinn joins us at 7:15. We'll hit the skins next here on the Junkies.